Perek Vav Mishnah Tes. Amar Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma. Pam achas hayisi mehalech baderech upaga bi adam echad. I was going in the way one time and someone saw me. V'nosam li shalom. And he said, shalom. V'chizarti lo shalom. I said, hi, shalom. Amar la Rebbe me'ezem makamata. Where are you from? Amarti la me'ir g'doyim la shal chachamim, a big huge city. V'shal soifer mani. There's a lot of Talmidei Chachamim there. Amalei Rebbe, Ratzoyin Chashatado Yimano Bim Kaimenu. Do you want to live with us? Vani Etan Locha Elef Alafim Din Reizav. I will pay you a lot of money. Vavonim Toivus Margolis and precious stones. Amarti La Yimatan Noisin Lekol Kesef Reizav. Anavim Toivus Margolis Shemul. And you can pay me all the money in the world. Eini Dar Elef B'Makom Torah. I would only live in a place of Torah. I don't want to live in your city. V'chein Kalsu B'Sefer Tehillim. I did David Melech Yisrael. That your Torah is better than Alfezav Akesiv, than all the money in the world. And not only that, Ella, Shibashas Ptiras Shal Adam, at the time that a person dies, Ein Malvim Lo Adam, nothing accompanies the person. Loi Kesef, Veloi Zav, Veloi Avonim Toivis, Umar Goliers. Ella Toru, Maisim Toivim Bolvad, only his good deeds. Shinemar, Behit Alechacha Tancheotcha. When you go, these will direct you. B'shachbacha, when you lie down, tishmor alecha, your mitzvos will guard you. V'akitzoisa, when you wake up, hitzisichacha, this will be your speech. When you wake up in Mashiach, lasad lavo, the words of Torah that you learned when you're alive will be your speech. B'italecha chatan cheoischa, when you go, it directs you by lomazeh, that's in this world. B'shachbacha, when you lie down, tishmor alecha, v'akever. V'akitzoisa, hitzisichacha, lo'ilam abba. V'oimer li'a kesib li'azav, nu mashem tzvachas. Okay. So, one by one, Rav Chaim Volozhin just he starts off and he says, "Amar Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma." Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma says, "Pam achas hayisi baderech." One time I went out, and what he's trying to say is, I only left my house one time out of the Beis Medrash, and look what happened. I had this nisayon. So he said, "Pam achas, only from one time leaving the Beis Medrash, you get this type of nisayon." Right? Al derech melitza bol lamech lo yitzadam mipetach beit hamidrash. Don't even go out once. Ki ach pam achas yatzai, I only left once. And I got a Yetzer Hara. Okay? Now, why does it say in the Mishnah, he has a very nice diuk here, why does it say, V'chein katu b'sefer Tehillim, al yidei David Melech Yisrael? We know who wrote Tehillim. All of a sudden, in this Mishnah, it says, oh, by the way, you know who wrote Tehillim? David Melech Yisrael. Never in the whole Mishnayot does it say that. All of a sudden here, oh, by the way, who wrote? So he says, because it's trying to say, who wrote Torah is greater than Zav HaKesef. So you'd say a poor guy says Torah is greater than Zav HaKesef. Of course, he doesn't have Zav HaKesef. Of course, he thinks it's better. So if a poor person says that Torah is greater than Zav HaKesef, it doesn't mean anything. So the fact that, so here the Mishnah stresses, you know who said it? The Melech, the king who has all the Zav and Kesef in the world, he said this. So therefore, it's a proof that he's right. So the Mishnah is stressing that the person who said it was David Melech Yisrael. That's Reb Chaim Volozhin's diuk, very nice. Okay, now, before I say the next part of the Reb Chaim Volozhin, there's a famous question on this Mishnah. So I don't understand. So how could it be that anybody ever leaves Yerushalayim, B'nai Brak, or Lakewood, and goes to be a Rav or a teacher out in a different city? And also, what's he saying?
Like North Miami Beach.
Yeah, for example. So I don't understand. And second of all, what's the big avera? He says, I would never leave any dar el b'makom Torah. And he goes on and on about, I wasn't saying that you should go and go surfing all day. I was saying, go come and teach us. So what's his response? Why is he being so sharp? No. It's all about Torah and any done on the Makam Torah. What's the big deal?
He's offering money.
Okay, he's offering money to come teach.
When did he find that?
Well, for other people. So when one time Rabbi Avram Shore was here in North Miami Beach, and he asked this question, you have a whole kollel of people left Lakewood to come make a kollel in North Miami Beach. Well, so this Mishnah says he shouldn't have done that, maybe. So what's going on? So he said like this. He said, if you read the Mishnah carefully, it says, "Amar la Rebbe, Ratzoncha shetador imanu bimkomenu. I want you to live with us in our place." Why didn't he just say, "I want you to live in our city"? Why does he say imanu in bimkomenu? Should have said ratzoncha shetadir bimkomenu in our city. Why does it say I want you to live with us in our city? What he was saying is, look, you're a good guy. I want you to be one of the guys. I want you to be one of us. And look, it's nice for us to have in the chevra this type of guy. You know, you can give a shir here and there, whatever. So he says that's the problem. If you want to be tatadur imanu bimkomenu, you want to live on our level. That's a problem. You shouldn't leave a holy place to go to a place and live on the lower level. But to go to a holy place, to go from a holy place to anywhere in the world, and you are still on the same level you're then, that's okay. That's what Rav Amshur said. Imanu bimkomenu. Very nice deal. Okay. Now, on the thing we said before, do we have time for it? Is anyone going to be upset if we go a couple minutes late? We have. Okay. So it says like this. One time, the Chazal say that Yekara hi mipninim, that the Torah is more precious than pninim, than diamonds. And then the Gemara says Yekara hi mipninim, and don't say it means that the Torah is more precious than diamonds. Rather, it means that the Torah, Talmud Chacham, is more precious even than the Kohen Gadol. Because the Kohen Gadol goes lifnai v'lifnim. So pninim, he goes lifnim. The Kohen Gadol goes inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and still, Torah is even greater than diamonds. Okay, then the Kohen Gadol. So Reb Shlomo Shvadron one time asked the question, he says, why did the Gemara have to change it from the Pashup Pshat? The Pashup Pshat is that the Torah is greater than diamonds. Chazal said, no, it can't mean that. You know what it means? It means the Torah is greater than a Kohen Gadol. What's wrong with the simple meaning? How do you know that it means a Kohen Gadol? Maybe it means the simple meaning, the Torah is greater than diamonds. So he says, because you cannot, two things that are not comparable, you don't say this is greater than that. You don't say, you know, that two things that are not apples and oranges, you don't compare them. You compare two types of apples, two types of oranges. You don't say this is, so you get it. Torah is greater than diamonds. It's nothing to do with diamonds. Torah is ruchnias, it's spiritual, it's a whole different level. Diamonds is diamonds, it's nothing compared. You can't compare even the best diamonds to Torah. So it can't be that the Pasuk would be telling us, oh, Torah is greater than diamonds. That's obvious. You can't even compare the two. So it has to be that the Pasuk meant Torah is greater than something else which is spiritual, which means the Kohen Gadol. It has to be that that's what the Pasuk means. So that's what Shlomo Shvadron said. So someone got up one time and he said this in Antwerp, and there was a diamond dealer in the crowd. And the diamond dealer said, obviously, Reb Shlomo never saw a nice diamond if he says that part. If Reb Shlomo Shvadron said that part, he never saw a nice diamond. So Shlomo Shvadron said, obviously, this guy never saw a good shtickle Torah. But the point was that's so the pasuk is saying, look, you can't put the two together. Now, I want to read to you the last piece of Reb Chaim Volozhiner on this Mishnah. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says a beautiful thing. He says like this. He says this pasuk, behit halechacha, when you go, the Torah will direct you. It gives you direction. So what does this mean, that the Torah gives you direction? When you go in the way of the Torah, it gives you direction. So I'm going to read you the language of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He says, Ki David Amar, because David HaMelech said, Ner l'ragli dvarecha. Does that pasuk sound familiar from Tehillim? Ner l'ragli dvarecha. Your words are a candle for my feet. In other words, like a flashlight. They tell me where to go. And he explains the following. He calls safek, anytime a person is in doubt, shenolad lo la'adam, eich lehitnahek. If a person is in doubt, what should I do? Yimtza hakol ba'Torah. He will find everything he needs, the answer to his question, in the Torah. V'im apia yinoig, and if he does exactly what he's told from the Torah, lo yikashel. He will not get the wrong advice. And that's what the pasuk means. Ner l'ragli devarecha. Your words are a candle for me. B'chol tzad v'tzad. Every step I take, I eat the ochez haTorah l'ner. I use the Torah as my candle. L'ros es haderech. So I could see the way, Eilechba, that I will go. And that's what the pasuk means. When you go in the way of the Torah, it will direct you. If you accept upon yourself that you will do what the Torah tells you, and you let the Torah direct you, then you will go from the Torah. Then the Torah is directing. So that's what it means. When you go and allow yourself to be led by the Torah will be your ner l'ragli, will be your ner, your flashlight on the way, and you'll follow beautifully in the Torah. It's like I'm being brought. When you are brought by the Torah, if you allow yourself to be brought in that way, then the Torah is a ner for you. The Torah will be giving you the proper direction. That's what the pasuk means. So I guess that's what he's saying here, right? That look, I'm going to go in the path of the Torah. The Torah is going to tell me what to do and how to do it. I want to add two things. One is from Rambam Volozhin, or in a different place, and one is from Ramban in this week's parasha. We know that there was the parasha of the Anani HaKavod. The Anani HaKavod seemed to be a very specific thing, right? That they had clouds of glory at the time of the Beit HaMikdash, and they told them exactly, in the time of the Midbar, and they told them exactly where to go and when to go and everything. But there's a Gevaldika Medrash that it says, Achar Hashem Elokecha Telechu. Pasuk in Dvarim, you should always follow after Hashem. The Medrash says, Zeu Anani HaKavod. This is the Anani HaKavod. So the Rabbi Yerucham, who's the Mashgiach of the Mir Yeshiva, asks, how could you say this mitzvah is Ladoros? This mitzvah is a commandment for all the generations. Follow Hashem. Oh, by the way, it's referring to the Anani HaKavod. So it's only referring to the people in the Midbar? It's not referring to everybody? We don't have Anani HaKavod. So Yerucham says, apparently everybody has Anani HaKavod. There are messages that come up one day. Move. Go. You have to follow the message sometimes. Sometimes Hashem is telling you, go, no, stop. And you have to realize that it's Hashem telling you those things. Just like the generation in the Anani HaKavod, when they would wake up one morning, the Anani HaKavod says, okay, it's time to go. Let's go. They didn't ask questions. No, maybe it's better for me. Maybe this, that. They didn't ask questions. They went. Every generation has their own Anani HaKavod. Every generation you have Siman Min HaShemayim. And sometimes Hashem pulls you one way or the other. You're like, what? Where am I? And you have to say, Hashem, you put me here. And this is where I'm supposed to be, and this is how I'm supposed to do it. And Hashem, you're directing me. And you're led by Hashem. And you have to take that and say, Hashem, you put me here. And that's great, and I'm going to take it. So that's what the pasuk means, that the Anani HaKavod were not just for the generation in the Midbar. It's always that way. That's what Rabbi Yerucham says. But anyway, he's saying, that the Torah directs a person. There's another piece in Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner. Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner brings down from the Gaon Mevilna the following. Okay? He says, Haroitza, I think the language is, Haroitza likach eitza min ha-Torah. Someone that wants to get an eitza from the Torah, what to do about something. I don't know what to do. Should I do this? Should I do that? So the Vilna Gaon said, this is what you should do. You should learn for 3 hours straight. If you learn for 3 hours straight, probably a few moments of those 3 hours, you hit a level of Torah Lishma. Probably for a few moments, you forgot about all your other stuff and you were learning Torah Lishma. So, right when you close the book with no hefsik at all, you should think about the question you had before you started. Whatever your gut feeling is, that's what the Torah wants from you. That's what the Vilna Gaon said, and that's what Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner brings down. Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner in a different sefer brings down that concept. Yeah, you learn 3 hours, and then the Torah tells you what to do. So that's exactly this thing. When you go after the Torah, tanche oischa, the Torah directs you. The Torah tells you what to do, and that's what the pasuk says: ner l'ragli dvarecha, that the Torah is a ner for my feet. Okay, that's the concept. And okay, we'll pick it up next week. Beis Hashem next week, same time. Beis Hashem, we'll continue. Okay, if it works for everyone.
Very good. Thank you. But the Vilna Gaon says.